weeks, we had one of our locals have a heart attack up on Ruta Ridge. Took the ambulance 45 minutes to get there. We don't have the support from the sheriff, the medical, or anything to have something like that down there. If it does get turned over to some sort of an industry within the next few years, where are they going to get the workers? Not from Taney County, because Taney County can't come up with enough workers. Neither can Ozark County.
Ma'am, you're a minute over. Okay. Can you wrap up? Do you have a final summary statement? Or
obviously, there's an awful lot of against this. So we'd appreciate your vote against it.
Thank you. Anyone else here in this section? How about the far wall? Anybody over here? No? I think that's it. Todd, do you want to pop back up, or both of you?
Yeah, I appreciate everybody's concerns. All very valid points, and I'd like to address some of them. First off, I've never had a Chinese partner during my career or my life ever. I don't even know anybody that's Chinese. As far as toxic waste, I have no idea where that would have come from. I mean, if I need to hire an investigator to prove all that, I'll do it just to make everybody feel comfortable. There is no association with anybody from China or any other country. I'm from Canada. I live in the U.S. It's my family and myself. We started this business, like I said, 8 years ago. I understand the concerns about the lake. I love the lake. And the reason why I want to make sure it's not to do with crime that we don't want to store the barrels in Branson. It's to do with the fire risk. Okay, so there have been fires in the past in Kentucky with these large barrel warehouses that hold as many as 60,000 barrels. Okay, that's not what we're doing. Our warehouses hold 2,000 barrels. Our warehouses look just basically like a machine shed. I grew up in a farming community. Eave height is 14 and a half feet. There's going to be a berm built around each one of them, so it has containment. So if there ever was a fire, it's contained. The lake is built with a fire pipeline that will go up to a fire hydrant that the firemen could hook up to up near the barrel warehouses. So we've thought about the fire part of it. As far as the lake goes, I've built a lake before in the past, a 13-acre lake, and you put a bottom liner down, and it is expensive. But the lake ends up holding, and you add some clay with it. You build an engineered dam to work with the property, with the water flows. That's all very important to me. We want to do it right. We want to maintain the safety of the neighborhood. I'm going to have a full-time ranch hand there. I'll have full-time security. If anything, I'll help with the neighborhood being looked after. I care about my neighbors. I always have been. I had a ranch in Texas. It was 160 acres. And everything I did on there, you know, I put in an orchard, planted beautiful trees. I care about how everything looks. Myself, too, I'm going to build a beautiful cabin on the property. You know, I care about everything I do. I pay attention to detail. I want to do it right. I do the research, the roads. You know, I understand the concern about the roads. I really do. The barrels weigh 500 pounds apiece. You know, I've been around cattle my whole life. You know, I plan on having cattle too. And, you know, cattle are anywhere from 800 pounds up, so they weigh more than the barrels. I'm not going to have a huge 18-wheeler truck going up and down those roads because they are small roads. Our loads will be much smaller, and they're not going to be happening all the time like maybe it's been mentioned. So the weights will be very similar to a truck and trailer hauling cattle. Very, very similar. And I know there's a lot of cattle in the area. I drove around. There's cattle farms all over the place. So those roads already can handle the weights of the cattle. And I've driven the roads. I've seen the roads myself. So I know that's a concern. It's very important to do it right. The last thing I want is an accident or anybody to get injured in any way. So, again, I appreciate everyone's concern. I will do my best, and I promise you, to make the neighborhood safer. We don't want to cause any problems. We want to help our neighbors. Again, I look after the neighborhood. I'm going to be living there. If there's strange people around, I saw some things there that did concern me. People driving down to the far end of the road. I don't know what they're doing down there, but I would definitely ask, and I know if I was on the property and I have security there, they're going to watch. So these are some of the things I hope help you understand. I promise you, there's no Chinese connection. We're getting our lending through Bank of Southern out of Springfield. So Tracy Watkins, he's been great to work with. Downtown, we're working with Capstar. There's a lot of legal laws that we have to abide by in this business. It's not like what you watch on TV and you see moonshiners. It's not like that at all. It's very professional. We went to school to learn about all the safety elements of how to do this properly. So I've tried to cover all bases to make it as safe as possible. There's nothing toxic involved with whiskey. You're using water, you're using grains, and you're using wood to age in. You use steam to heat with. So there's no toxic chemicals involved. The stillage, after you are done, you use that to feed your cattle. So it's actually nutritious for the cattle. There's no noise involved, really. There's not going to be any bunch of tourists coming from Branson driving out there to our property. That's not going to happen. I want it quiet. I'm going to have my family out there. Yeah, am I going to have some friends and stuff come out once in a while? Yes. But as far as tourists and stuff like that, that's what we built the distillery for downtown. So all the production's done downtown. We'll do tours down there. We'll do tastings. We have jazz music for people to enjoy. That's all done downtown. I'm very private, like everybody here is. I don't want people coming out to my place, showing up either at my gate, knocking at my gate. That's not going to happen because they're not going to know I'm out there. We're not going to promote that we're out there. I hope that helps people understand a little bit. Like I said, if I need to provide more proof about the entity, I can do that. The Chinese connection is completely...
Yeah, I don't think that's really in our purview for that. But does anybody have specific questions for the applicant? Sir?
Has Natural Resource Conservation Service been
contacted? Sir, you don't have the ability to speak.
Oh, I thought you asked me.
Yeah, I was asking
the
committee members, the planning committee.
Is this location going to be your primary residence?
Yes.
Why did you consider that a remote a place? Why not the industrial park at Hollister or something like that where they have more infrastructure, better fire protection?
Because I didn't really want to live right beside that I'm a country guy. I love the lake. I mean, you've heard how beautiful it is. It is. It's pristine, and I want to maintain that. You won't even see the property, the road. It kind of has a uprise, and then it falls down. So I plan on planting trees along the front, and you probably won't even see the buildings from the road. So I like the remoteness. I like the quietness, the peacefulness. I, too, lived in cities almost probably half of my life. I lived in Chicago, Dallas, Toronto, big cities, lots of traffic, tired of it, don't want to deal with it.
Have you you've done this distillery business before in other locations?
No.
This is the first time?
Yeah, we've been in this business for 8 years, but we've never built our own distillery. We've contract distilled out of North Carolina. And we're ready to do our own distillery now. We've learned a lot.
So you've never had a storage location before?
No. No, we where we do our contract distilling, we store barrels at their place. And, you know, again, they're smaller facilities. They're not like the ones in Kentucky that are like seven stories tall. They hold as many as 60,000 barrels. They, too, are always out in the country for the fire reason.
Any other questions?
How much truck traffic do you have, say, in a week?
So there'll probably be one truck per week. It'll hold approximately 30 barrels.
You're talking about a box truck?
Yeah, like a box truck. Yeah, like a moving truck. It'll be a 20-foot box. Probably a Freightliner chassis.
Any other comments, questions for the applicant? Discussion amongst ourselves.
I've got to say, I don't see an industrial park environment down there. I love you more than life itself, but it just doesn't seem to fit the area.
Is this not optional as a conditional use, Scott?
So when the conversation by Ms. Davis was generated, that was one option. We always lay out all the options of you can get to the point of where you want to be with a rezone request, or you can get to the point you want to be with conditional use. The pitfalls of both are usually discussed. Your conditional use permit would not carry with the property if it's for sale, but your conditional use is more specific. It would be for that plan. But then again, it's not transferable. So, but this was the avenue of application that was chosen. So.
Right. I kind of have a vested interest because I'm your neighbor. I'm enthused by the concept. I'm a little nervous about light manufacturing rezoning because eventually it'll go to somebody else. And that's a very generalized concept that we have no control over what happens there. I wouldn't probably be supportive of this under the rezoning concept. I could be more supportive under a conditional use permit, because that specifically identifies what you're describing as a use option.
And I'm okay with, I don't know a lot about zoning, just being honest. Whatever is going to satisfy everybody in this room, and we'll do whatever it takes.
Conditional use permit doesn't go with the property you have itself. So it would go back to...
And I'm fine with that. I don't plan on ever selling it.
So the zoning would remain Ag 1, but you're applying for a permit for a conditional use, just you, to use as this concept. So it couldn't be used for anything else, manufacturing, storage. It could only be used for bourbon storage.
And that's fine. That's what we want to do with the property.
He's under contract on the property. He's currently not the landowner. So that could create some issues as far as getting that conditional use permit. I think that was part of the reason why we went with the